Coach, how did could we talk about Brian Rubisky, your new signing today, and the news of Julio going on injured reserve?
Well, as we announced last night, we got the same diagnosis that we got here in Atlanta. So Julio was put on injured reserve, and we signed Brian Rubisky to replace him on our 53-man roster. Brian has played in this league. He's got 3 or 4 years of experience, knows our offense, knows our verbiage. Hopefully we can get him up to speed in a very quick fashion and get him ready to go.
He was with Coach Cutter in 2011 for the quarter of the season. Is that where he picked things up at?
That's correct. He was there in Jacksonville, and then he went on reserve injured with an injury. So he spent time with Dirk and the offensive verbiage.
With Brian having some familiarity with, obviously, wide receiving coach Terry being his father, will that help in his learning curve of this offense faster?
I certainly believe so. I know that father and son always speak, and I'm sure they kind of speak the same language, even though that there might be a different playbook. I'm sure that when they talk in the verbiage that Terry's probably talked to him all his life. So I think it will help.
Mike, where does he fit? He's an outside guy, isn't he, generally?
Generally, yes. But he's going to be a guy that, depending on how fast he picks it up, can probably play multiple positions. And again, we're going to have to be very flexible in what we do moving forward with our wide receivers, identify their strengths and weaknesses, put them in the best position to be successful.
Coach, what do you lean on? A little rough time right now, a lot of injuries you're dealing with, just trying to make it through to get to the next game, to maybe start a lucky streak. You've been in this business for years. What do you rely on, or what do you go back to help you through these tough times?
Well, I think it's a routine that you go through when you're a coach. Some weeks you get the outcome you want, some you don't. But what I rely on is going back to coaching. You can't get to the next game quick enough. You can't get to putting the previous game behind you, make the corrections, and move on. And that's what coaches do. And that's how I try to handle it.
You say that you've got to wait a while for your next game. What are some things you're hoping for this team during this time?
Well, I want us to get some things corrected in all three phases. We've been very close in the first five games, haven't got the outcome that we want. We've got to be more consistent. That's probably first and foremost. And then we need to get some guys healthy. And I think everybody in the league, when they get their bye week, that's one of the things that they talk about is getting the opportunity to have some guys return that have been banged up. So hopefully we can get some guys back. But for the most part, our number one goal is that we want to correct the errors that we've made.
Talking to guys about adversity, I mean, you guys haven't had a lot of it in your time here. Now you're facing a little bit. Is that kind of the motivation?
Well, this is a very resilient group. And when you've got good leaders in the locker room, they handle the highs and the lows very well. And you've got to do that. You've got to be very steady in your approach. You can't get too high when things are going real well, and you can't get too low when things aren't going the way you want them to go. Adversity is something that happens in every football game. Every play in a football game affects the next play. And we face adversity every day.
Mike, when you talk about possibly cross-training Brian Rubisky, what about Harry Douglas? Does he stay inside even though he's going to move into
No, I think that we, as a coaching staff, we've got to put everybody in the best position. So, obviously, I think we'll see some multiplicity in what we want to do with our wide receivers. This is a unique situation that we're dealing with right now, and you've got to be multiple, and that's what we'll try to do. We've got to identify what guys can do, what we think they're going to be best at, and put them in the best spots by formation and by personnel.
Coach, how do you handle those guys' roles on special teams when you know you?
Well, that's something that often gets overlooked. Some of these guys, Drew Davis has been a very good special teams player for us, Kevin Cohn. So it's going to not only affect what we have to do on offense, it is going to affect what we're going to have to do on special teams. We're going to have to use more players and spread out the workload on our special teams.
Could the development of Levine help you and maybe put some more on the tight ends, some more double tight ends and so forth?
Well, I think Levine, the last couple of weeks, he had a great bounce-back game last week from the week before. And I think he's coming along like we anticipated. He's going to be a very good threat, especially in the red zone. But, yes, that would be an option for us as well.
When you talk about all the connecting parts and special teams and changing roles, might that mean that Harry would not return punts just to protect him from injury?
That's definitely on the table for discussion. And again, we're going to know a lot more when we get back here on Tuesday. We've got some guys that haven't participated in practice this week. We've got some guys that we anticipate are going to get back, and that will be a factor in how we put together our 46-man roster for next week. And when you put your 46-man roster together, that's how you determine who's going to play in what positions.
With the injury to Jones, how will Steven Jackson returning to the lineup impact this offense and Matt Ryan moving forward?
Well, we want to get Steven back as quickly as we can. He's continuing to work with our athletic performance group on the side. He hasn't been back out on the field, and we'll see where he is on Tuesday when we get back together. We need to get Steven back as quickly as we can.